Be'ezer Hashem, today's daf is daf Hey in Masech Brachos, the fourth daf in Shas. And we left off yesterday on Dalid Amabez, seven lines from the bottom. The Gemara goes off on a tangent because it had quoted the Amora Rabbi Elazar Baravina. The Gemara continues to quote Rabbi Elazar Baravina. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Elazar Baravina. Godol Mashenem Amichoel. Yoser mimashenemar bigavriel. Michael, the angel Michael, has greater koach than the angel Gavriel. The Marashah explains that Michael corresponds to the midah of Rachman, the midah of mercy, and Gavriel corresponds to Din. And we're going to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Michael's job easier than he does the job of Gavriel. Deal with Michael, because the pasuk in regards to Michael, which is found in Yeshayahu, states the following: Vayoaf Eli Echod min hasrafim, and one of the srafim, who is Gavriel, jumped. Veilu legabe Gavriel, but when it comes to Gavriel, it's written Vayish Gavriel asher yisi vechazon betchila muaf be off. He jumps. Now, obviously, what that means to fly, the malachim, and so on, is beyond our scope. For our purposes, the Gemara is saying that there's a difference between Michal and Gavriel in the sense that Gavriel has a double lashon, muaf, biaf. And the Gemara understands that that means that, take a look at Rashi, that when it comes to Gavriel, he needs two jumps, and when it comes to Michal, there, he only needs one jump. The Gemara challenges that. Again, according to the Marashah, it would be beautiful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expedites the process of Michal over Gavriel. The Gemara then just questions, my Masha, the High Echad Michal. How do you know that this Echad is in reference to Michal? The post says, Vayof Alai Echad. How do you know that's talking about Michal? So Rabbi Yochanan responds. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Asi Echad Echad. Ksiv Vayof Alai Echad Min Hasrafim. Uksiv Hasam. And says in Daniel, Perek Yud, v'hine Michal, echa min ha'sarim rishonim ba'laz reini. When it comes to Michal, there the expression one is used. Tana Michal ba'achas, Gavriel b'shtayim. When we talk about Michal, he needs one jump, Gavriel needs two. Now, it's not so bad to need more. Elio ba'arba, Elio needs four. U'malachamavis b'shmona, u'b'shaz amageifa ba'achas. Malachamavis normally needs eight jumps. However, chas v'chali b'shaz amageifa, all he needs is one, and he has tremendous powers. Let's get back to Kriya Shema, two lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Afal Pi Shekor Adam Kriya Shema Bebeis HaKnesses, Mitzvah LeKroisa Al Metasa. Even though a person read Kriya Shema in Shul, there's a mitzvah for him to read it before he goes to bed. The simple reading of our Gemara is there is a unique mitzvah of reading Kriya Shema at night before one goes to bed that one does not fulfill in the Beis HaKnesses. Mir Tzeshem, in the halacha section today, we will try to discuss what exactly is the nature of this mitzvah. Either way, the Gemara continues and says, Amar Rabbi Yosef Mikra, what is the makar for mitzvahs kriya shema before one goes to sleep? Rigzu v'al cheto imu v'vavchem ashkavchem v'doy musela. A powerful pasuk that a person should have pachad from HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when they go to sleep. Shouldn't come along with Hirhurim Roim, etc., etc. All of that is taken care of with Kriya Shema Alamita. Continues the Gemara, Amar of Nachman, im Talmud Chacham hu, ein tzarich. If he's a Talmud Chacham, then he doesn't need to read Kriya Shema. Rashi says, v'im Talmud Chacham hu, sh'rogol b'mishnatza lachzer al gersasa tamid, dayo bekach. It's enough if he's constantly chazering over his learning, so then he doesn't need to read Kriya Shema. Interestingly, the simple understanding of Tosfos on the Beis Amud Aleph is not like this Rashi. Maybe we will discuss that at the end of this year. The Gemara continues at the top of Hey Amud Aleph. Amar Abaye Af Talmud Chacham Yiboylei Memechad Pesukah Derachmei. Talmud Chacham does have to say one pasuk to ask Rachmanas. It sounds like from here that the Torah might protect him from evil mishap. Yet at the same time, he needs still Rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because everybody needs to ask Rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kigon b'yot chaf kiruchi padisi osi Hashem el emes. That he should say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that puts his ruach inside of him. Amar Rabbi Levi bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, La'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. A person should always raise up the yetzer tov, awaken the slumbering lion to fight against the yetzer hara. Shnema rigzu al chato, he has to be worried, similar, akin to the idea of ashrei adam mefachid. Im nitzcho, if he's successful, mutav, fantastic, by simply raising up the etzar. Vim lav yasuk b'tora, and if not, he should be oseg in Torah. Shenemar imru b'lvavchem, im nitzcho mutav, vim lav yikare kriyishma. So if he calls on his heart, so then he's calling on his being oseg b'tora. And if not, he should read Kriyishma, because that's the next part of the Pasuk. In other words, we're expounding on the Pasuk, Rigzu v'alchetechato, Imru b'lvavchem. Imru b'lvavchem, saying your heart means Torah. Al mishkavchem, if he's not successful, then he goes to the process of Shchiva, that is to call Kriyishma. Shenema al mishkavchem, imitzchum mutav, if you, that works great. Vimlav yiska lo yom amisa, shenema v'domu sela. Literally, the Pasuk means that to go to sleep, but here it refers to the final sleep, the Yom HaMisa, Shenemar V'domu Semel. That's the process. The Ben Yoyada in Kedushin adds that the Gemara in Kedushin says that when the Yetzer comes upon you, Moshcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash, drag him to the Beis HaMedrash. In other words, take him to the place, the Yetzer Hara, take him to the place where the Yetzer could be used, Latov. Ben Yoyada points out that the Yetzer Hara, we don't believe is something inherently bad. It's a person's inclination which could be used l'ra or l'tov. So drag him to the Beis Medrash where all human components, every single part of human nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us to use l'tov. Of course, the awesomeness of Avodas Hashem is unlike the other world religions of Christianity and Islam, where they try to subjugate or negate the corporeal inclinations. Here the Torah teaches us how do we express it appropriately. We don't reject sexual relations or even drinking or wine. Rabbi Akiva Tatz says beautifully that nichnas yayin yotzeh, the secret of Klal Yisrael is that we find Kedusha even in our corporeal reality. So all of this is being osek in Torah, where a person takes that yetzer and finds a way to funnel it into Torah, and even more explicitly, the Gemara in Kedushin in the early Lamed and the Ben Yoyada that brings out the idea of Moshcheyu Beis HaMedrash. V'amar Rabbi Leiva Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shmai Dichtiv, Ve'etna L'chas Luchas Evin V'Ater V'Amitzah Shekesavti V'Horosam. What does that pasuk mean? The Gemara continues to expound. Eilu Aseres HaDibros, Torah Zemikra, V'Amitzvah Zu Mishnah, Asher Kesavti Elim V'Muxum, L'Horosam Zegimara, Melam Ejikulam Nitmul Moshe Misinai. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, first wide line, on the famed of Kol Karishmel Amitasai Kilo Oiches Cherev Al Shtei Pios B'Yado. Someone who reads Kriyishma, it's as if he's holding a sword with two sharp sides. In other words, he has protection. Shnema Ramos Kel B'Grona V'Cherev Pios B'Yado. My Mashma Am Merzut Ritem Rav Ashi Merisha Dinyan Dosiv Yalzu Chasim V'Chavish Ram Mashkabosam Uksiv Arim Momos Kel B'Grona V'Cherev Pios B'Yado. That's like a cherev in their hands. But Amar Rav Yitzchak Kol Karik Kriyishma. Amitaso mazikim adilin amenu. The mazikim run away from him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, in uvnei reshef yagbihu uf. Bnei reshef, Chazal here are understanding, are bad demons. Yagbihu uf are raised up by uf. The Gemara, in a moment, is going to say ve'ein uf ela Torah, that uf is referred to as Torah. So bnei reshef are raised up through Torah. How do we know it refers to Torah? Shenemar, as the pasuk in Mishlei says, Hasoif einecha boy veinenu, and the pasuk is referring to Torah. Cover yourself from it, then the Torah will disappear. So that's what the pasuk means. Hasoif einecha boy veinenu, the Torah disappeared. Ve'ein reshef el mazikin. We know reshef refers to mazikin. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Devarim, Mizei rav uluchumei reshef veketev Miriri. These are the negative things that can befall a person as described in Devarim, and Torah protects the person from that. Continues the Gemara, six lines into the wide and ham. And Alf, Amr, Shimon, Lakish, Kol, Isib, Gitar, Yisurim, Bedilin, Haymenu. Person who is Osek, Betorah, then Yisurim, leave him. Shnemar, Uvnei, Reshef, Yagbiu, Uf, Ve'iniv el Torah. Shenamar Yisof einecha bo ve'inenu. Ve'in reshef el Yisurim. This is another understanding that reshef refers to Yisurim. Shenamar mizeh rav v'loch ulechume reshef. Amar alei Rabbi Yochan. Afil tinog shabes rabin yodin oto. But even the children know about this. We don't only need the pasuk in Iyuv to tell us that Yisurim don't come to a person. Rather, we know it from Sefer Shemot. Vayomer im Shemot Yishmal Kol Hashem Alkecha. Vayosha be'enov tasev azantu v'sosav v'shamarta kol chukav kol amachol asher sam nitzayim lo osim alecha ki ani Hashem afrecha. So that you don't need a pasuk from, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heal us and protect us if we listen to His words. Ela kol she'ef shalo lasuk v'tar v'eino osek HaKadosh Baruch Hu mivin alav Yisurim michu arin v'ochrin osav. If a person doesn't listen to the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu dirties him, sullies him. Shenemar, as of the Mishnah states, Ne'elamti dimuya, when I have been silent from Mitorah, Hechashesi mitov, I have been shut off from good, Uke'evi nekar, and that is when Yisurim came to me. Ve'ein toiv ela taira, and Hechashesi mitov, I've lost the toiv, that refers to Torah. Shenemar, Kilek achtoiv nasati lochem, toirasi al toizoivu, the pasuk in Mishlei, this is Mishlei Dalit, refers to Torah as lek achtoiv. The previous pasuk in Lamti, excuse me, was a pasuk from the Hillim. Amar Rabbi Zeir v'imtema Rabbi Chanin bar Papa, bo reish lo kimidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's properties are not like human beings. Midas basar v'dam, moich rechevetz l'chaveroi. When a seller sells something to a purchaser, mocher atzev v'lokeach sameach. The seller who has to sell his house, his car, he's sad, and the purchaser is happy. What a beautiful thing. Avla HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not this way. Naslam Torah l'Yisrael v'samach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoiced in giving Torah to us. Ki lekach toiv nasati lechem Torah si'al ta'azoivu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misameach in giving it. This is seen by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm happy I give you a good thing. Usually the seller is sad. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by saying Lech Achtov, is rejoicing in it. Person sees that he has Yisurin. He should check his actions. If he checks his actions, then he doesn't see any Avera. He should blame it on Bittul Torah. Shenemar, Asher, I give Asher to Yisrenu Ka, Umitairasacha, Silam Deinu. Bimtala velo matza. If he searched and he didn't find, Yadua, she Yisurin shel Avahim. He knows that the Yisurim of Ava, Shinemar, Kees Asher Yahav Hashem, Yochiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those who he loves, sometimes those are the ones that he rebukes. There the Gemara is alluding to the idea that sometimes the Pasuk in Mishlei says, that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives even those he loves Yisurim. The topic of Yisurim Mahava is not a simple topic. We will just outline the basic shittas of the Rishonim. If you take a look at Rashi, the Ramas, the Yisurim Shel Ava, Rashi says HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyatsar boi lemazeh v'loi shum avoin. There are times HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes person pain in this world without any avera, not due to any avera that he had done. Kidei in order that he should get more schar in Olam Haba. This is the position of Rashi. This is a position that could be found in other Rishonim as well that elaborate on this. Tosis later on, Menvavim Beis, Dibar Maskel Mar in the name of the Bahag, Chovas Halvavos and Shara Bitochim Paragimel talks about a similar type of concept. And it also could be found in the line in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos on Nun Hem Beis that says sheyesh yisurim b'loy avon, that there are yisurim down avera. The Ramban in the Shara Gemul, as quoted by Balei Mashava, disagrees. The Ramban has a different reading in that of that Gemara in Shabbos on Nun Hey on the Beis, and the Ramban and many others do not understand the Gemara this way, and they say yisurim shel hava our time when there is an Isur that was done, but it was a small Isur. It was an Isur that was done, that was, let's say, an Isur b'shogeg. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him an onesh that might even be more than that is deserved, in order that he doesn't get any punishment in Olam Haba, that ultimately he is entirely cleansed from this Avera. The Ramchal in Derech Hashem also speaks about Yisurim as being a wake-up call on these small Averas, that he wakes up and does Tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch should bring us close to him in ways that are both beneficial for our guf as well as our neshama. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rava, Amar Rav, Chora Amar Rav Huna, Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Bo Mitko B'Yisurim. Anybody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really loves and is really proud of is often attacked by Yisurim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk, Hashem Chafetz Dakoi Hecheli. Misha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shochei Chafetz, the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he is the one that's going to be Madako. We said Madako means to be attacked, it means to be beset, but it also comes from the word to be humbled, to be humbled by Yisurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to humble those people that are close to him. Yachal, Afilo Kiblam Me'ava. I might think that it applies even to those people that are not Mekabel Yisurim Me'ava, yet nevertheless, that serves as a kapara, it serves as something positive. No, a person has to be Mekabel the Yisurim appropriately. These are profound ideas which unfortunately we can't be masbir in the length of time of the Daf Yomi. As the Pasuk states, Talmud Lomar, as the Pasuk states, Im Tosim Osim Nafsho. There the Pasuk Yishayo says that if a person places himself into it, in other words, if he focuses on what it's all about, so then in such a case, it will work. Ma Osham Ladas, Af Yisurim Ladas. Just like you bring an Osham, it needs to be done with the appropriate attention, so too Yisurim as well. In Kibla Matkar, and if he accepts it appropriately, what is going to be his Schar? The Pasuk in Yishayo continues, Yirezera Yarech Yomim. He will see children and it will be Zocha Tarichus Yom. V'lo'od, and not only this, I see how important to Chazal being able to remember and hold on to their Torah was. What was the reward for Yisurim Ba'ava? Children? Arichas Yomim El Shal Talmudo Miskayim B'yodoy. His learning stays in his hand. Shnemer v'chafet Hashem b'yado yatzliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chafet, so then the limud is going to stay in his hand. On the topic of Yisurim Ba'ava, the Gemara continues, there is a machlokis between Rabbi Yaakov Aridi and Rav Acha Bar Chanina about 12 lines from the bottom. Pli bar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi v'Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, first one line is Acha. Chad Omer Elohim Yisurim Shel Ava. When do you have Yisurim Shalava? Kol She'ema in Bittul Torah. If a person is not Mevat Torah, then he is Zoicha to Yisurim Shalava. Shneem Asher Agev Asher Tiyasrenu Ka. Places the person here, Asher Tiyasrenu, will refer to Yisurim. Umiti Torah Chaslam Denu. He learns Torah, he's not Mevat Torah. V'chad Omer Elohim Yisurim Shalava. Kol She'ema in Bittul Tfila. Shneem Asher, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Baruch Elokim Asher Lo Hasir Tfilasi V'Chazdo Meiti. Praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he didn't remove my tefillah, even when there was room to remove my tefillah to be removed. And when would that be? That would be during a time of Yisurim. Rabbi Abba is going to combine these two shitas. Amar Lo Rabbi Abba, Breid Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba, Hachi Amar Rabbi Chiyah Amar Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochan. We have a different tradition that was said in the name of Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba, in the name of Rabbi Yochan, Elu Veli Yisurim Shel Havahim, that both of them, either due to intense tefillah or due to Talmud Torah without Bittul Torah, there, both of them, a person could be Zochet Yisurim Ahava, Shnemer Kiyas Asher Yehava Hashem Yochiach. Those who love Hashem will be Mochiach, they will be rebuked. In other words, they will rebuke Yisurim Shel Ava. In other words, you don't need a particular pasuk in regards to Torah, regards to tefillah. All those that, and clearly, both tefillah and Torah without Bittul Torah are Oavei Hashem. If that's so, Elamat Hamalom is Taras Chaslam Deinu. So what is the pasuk coming to say that we had darshan before? Ashrei Gerushet Esenuka Umitarasecha Silam Deinu. Al Tikri Silam Denu Ela Silam Deinu. What does that mean? It means, Oisanu, that the Pasuk is coming to tell us teach us something, and not that we are learning something from it, that we're learning from the Torah. Rather, the Torah is going to teach us something. What is that? The halachos of Shein v'ayin. Shein echem evarm sha'adam eved yotzemem l'cheris. That they're one of those things that if the Adon knocks out, the master knocks out the eye of his Eved, so then in such a case the Eved goes three. Yisurin, Shememarkin, Kol Gufo Shel Adam, Alachas Kama V'Kama. So that's what the reference over here is from the Pasuk, Umisaris Chasalam Denu. Take a look from the Torah. Learn and see what Yisurim do in the Torah. It even lets an Eved go out when it's one eye. Certainly, if it's the entire body. V'hainu der Shem ben Lakish, Namer Shem ben Lakish, Nemar Bris Bamelach, V'nemar Bris B'Yisurim. It says Bris when it comes to salt, and it says Bris when it comes to Yisurim. When it comes to salt, the Torah, Tichsiv, the Torah says in the Torah, in Vayikra, V'lo Sashbis Melach Bris. This is a passage in regards to Chah that says that you shall not hold back from the Bris, rest from the Bris of Melach, Elokecha Me'al Mincha Sechol, and bring the Karban Mincha, that every Karban Mincha is supposed to become with salt. There's a bris between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nema bris b'yisurin. It also says bris b'yisurin. Ela divrei bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a covenant. In that covenant is that if we don't do his ratzon, that we're going to be punished. What is that bris? Ma bris amr melech melech m'masekes es ha-basar. Just like when it comes to the salt. The salt makes the food ready to be eaten. It prepares the food to be eaten. In this case, the karban mincha. It also prepares the averos. In other words, it purifies the averos. The salt, the yisurim, serve as the bris as well. We mentioned earlier there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban, whether the Yisurim here are coming in the stead of Averas or not, when we talk about the Yisurim of Ava. One possibly could add that from the conclusion of this Gemara, seems to be that we're talking about Yisurim that are coming in the place of Averas, because the Gemara concludes, Yisurim in Markin Ka'avonosav Shel Adam. Also, one should note, Maharsha explains that just like salt has the ability that it expunges blood and it makes the meat edible, so too the Yisurim will expunge the Avera from the person. Gemara continues. Five lines to the bottom. Tanya Rav Shimon Yechayim, Shalosh Matanis Toivis Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave three beautiful gifts to Klal Yisrael. Kulo Noi Nosnun Ela Al Yidei Yisurim. All of them have to have Yisurim that come along with it. Eluhein, Torah v'Eretz Yisrael v'Olam Haba. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and the next world. Torah, minayin, how do we know Torah? Shnei Masher Agvash HaTeyosvenu Yekah, Umitar Yisqas Olam Deinu. In order to acquire Torah, as Chazal say, Pas Melech Tochal, Mayim Sarim Tishdeh, a person needs to be maimis, has to lower himself, even literal translations, even kill himself, to be able to attain in Torah. Eretz Yisrael l'sivki kasha yaser yaser ishes b'nai Hashem l'kechem yasreka Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you Yisurim. Ksiv asrei ki Hashem l'kechem eviyacha l'eretz tova. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to breathe into Eretz Yisrael. So there in the Devarim, first it says Hakadosh Baruch Hu is miyasreka. Literally there means to warn you, but also to give you Yisurim. And then immediately following that is Eretz Yisrael. Olam haba l'sivki nemetz v'tara ar derechayim tokachas musar. That the Erech of Chaim, Olam Haba, is only through Tochachas Musar, and that is understood as well as Yisurim. Maybe one could add that according to this line of the Gemara, to put Tochachas Musar with Yisurim, that if a person feels Yisurim from his Musar, maybe the Musar that he receives from others, it creates Yisurim, then maybe that's another way for a person not to physically suffer in this world, but to go through an emotional turmoil, a healthy emotional turmoil, from his Averos, so then in such a case, that seems from our Gemara, also qualifies as Gemara can use on the bottom of hand, Medalev. Tani Tanak Medu Rabbi Yochan. Kol Oisek Tetara B'gmilas Chasadim, V'koyver Ezbanav, Moichon Loyal Kol Havoy Noishnos. someone who is osik the Torah in Gnas Fasadim and also buries their children, so then they will attain mechila on their averus. Asks the Gemara, really? To bury one's children? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bishlam Torah Gnas Fasadim Nusiv b'Chesed Emsiuchapar Avon Chesed and Emes. One could be atoned. The pasuk Mishlei says Chesed Gnas Fasadim Shem Roidim Stakim v'Chesed Yimasei Chaim. Emes u Torah. Emes refers to Torah. Shenemar emes kanava altim kar. So that's how we know that those two make sense. That mochlin alav onosav. That it could be that that's part of mochlin onosav. Ask the Gemara el kover as bonav minayim. But how do you know in regards to kover as bonav? Answer the Gemara tanilei hu sabe mishum rabishim mayuchai. There was an elderly man that quoted in the name of Rishim Echai, Asi Avon Avon. Ksiv ha'chav v'chesed emes yuchapar avon. Ksiv ha'sov m'shalem avon avos al'chik b'neim. The sins of the forefathers are atoned. The averus of the father will be sent into the chik, into the bosom of the children. In other words, that chas v'chalila, the children will be punished. Ad k'day kach, that the Gemara here understands that this pasuk in Yirmiyo is talking about the children dying. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Nigam u'banim enin yisurim shel ava. Both Nigam and Banim don't qualify as yisurim shel ava. If Nigam lo, asks Gemara, getting saras, leprosy, doesn't qualify. But tani kol mi sheyesh bo echad mi arba ros Nigam alalu enin ela mizbeach kapara. Mizbeach kapara av yisurim shel ava. Mizbeach kippur ma'ava. Says the Gemara, Yisuvin Shalava, Lo Havu. They qualify as a Mizbech of Kapara, but not Yisurim Shalava. In other words, even though it is a Kapara, but it doesn't qualify as Yisurim Shalava. The Gemara answers, V'yibayisema ha'lon v'aluhu. This applies to us, and this applies to them. The Gemara, of course, is written Talmud Bavli in Bavel. Rashi explains that it depends on whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or in Bavel when you get saras. If you're in Eretz Yisrael and you need to be sent out of the Machaneh, the Chomos Mekudados in Eretz Yisrael, so then in such a case that cannot be called Yisurim Shel Ava, because there the person is going out of the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, the Ruchni of Klal Yisrael. However, if it's in Bavel, then you don't have to leave the... There's no Arim Mekudashos of Chomos Mekudashos. So then, in such a case, then it could still qualify as Yisurim Shel Ava. V'yibayisei mahabitzin on the Farhesia. It depends on whether it's public or it's private. If it's private, then it could qualify as Yisurim Shel Ava. However, if it's public, then there's a busha that comes along with it. It seems that Yisurim Shel Ava does not have the busha component, and therefore it would not qualify as Yisurim Shel Ava. Ubanim lo. And when it comes to children, that cannot qualify as Yisurim Shel Ava. Hechidam. In what instance will we say pain due to children does not qualify as Yisurim Shel Ava? Ilema dehavelu umesu. If it's, God forbid, a case where he has children and they die, v'am Rabbi Yochanan. Din grama. Grama or garma in Aramaic could also mean a bone. This bone, the asirai beer, is from my 10th son. That's how Rabbi Yochanan described it. It's known that Gemara describes that Rabbi Yochanan had lost 10 children, and Rabbi Yochanan said this, Elohad lo havelu klal. Rabbi Yochanan would carry around this bone from that child, and of course, a person of Rabbi Yochanan's madrega certainly was a case of Yisurim Shel Ava. As Rashi concludes, Dibur Maskel Bir, V'gavu Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, lo ba Yisurim Shel Enon Shel Ava, he would not be getting Yisurim Shel Ava. So the Gemara says, El Dahaha, the Lo Havile Klav. When do we say it's not Yisurim Shel Ava? That is someone who never had children. When the Gemara says, Bonim is not Yisurim Shel Ava, that means not having children. But if Chas V'Chalil, the child dies in a lifetime, so then in such a case it is. So the Gemara reads, El Aha, the Lo Havile Klav. When they never had it all, that's when we said, Bonim is not Yisurim Shel Ava. Baha, in Rabbi Yochanan's case, the Havile Umesu. He had them, and they died. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Cholish. Chiya bar Abba was sick. Ol gavid Rabbi Yochanan. He went up to visit Rabbi Yochanan. Amalech avivin alecha yisurim. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Yisurim should be dear to you. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan had known well. Amalei lo hein velo scharim. Said, I don't want them and nor their reward. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Havli yadach, give me your hand. Yavla yadavu kimei. So he didn't want Yisurim Shalava. Rabbi Yochanan cured him. Rabbi Yochanan Cholish. Rabbi Yochanan was sick. Olagabi Rabbi Chanina. He went to Rabbi Chanina. Amalei. Story repeated itself. He said to him, Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Yochanan. Now here the irony is that Rabbi Yochanan himself had just said the same thing to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. He had asked him about Chavina Lach Yisurim. Here Rabbi Chanina says to Rabbi Yochanan, Chavina Lach Yisurim, it's good, no? Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan ironically responded, Lo hein velo scharin. Amalei, Rabbi Chanina said, Havla yadavu kmein, he healed him. Asks the Gemara, wait, isn't that paradoxical? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan himself have the powers to be able to heal? Says the Gemara, Amai lukim Rabbi Yochanan avshei? Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan make himself better? Amri, we have a klal. Ein chavush matrotz mibeis asuri. Someone who's a prisoner cannot free himself from outside the prison, even though someone else can free him. The Marsha is bothered, and one could ask particularly this question on Rabbi Yochanan, that at the end of the day, didn't we say that there is a maila to be mekabel yisurim me'ava? So Rabbi Yochanan himself, who asked if chavivin alecha yisurim to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, certainly Rabbi Yochanan himself should accept it. Yet he didn't, and ultimately he was healed by somebody else. To which the Marsha explains that when do we say chavivin alecha yisurim, that's only at a time when the yisurim don't cause bitul Torah. If the yisurim caused bitul Torah, so then in such a case we do not evoke that rule. There is a fascinating, a beautiful video circling of Chacham Avadi Yosef Shlita meeting Rav Scheinberg Zecher Tzadik Livracha about just a year ago. Rav Scheinberg passed away within this year. And there, Chacham Avadi Yosef Shlita begs Rav Scheinberg to daven for him. Actually, Chacham Avadi is crying that he has back pain. One of my Talmidim's father is an important back doctor who has attended the Chacham Avadi, so I know this of personally, that Chacham Avadi does have back pains, and he cries to Rav Scheinberg to ask him to daven that he shouldn't have Yisurim, so that he should be able to daven, to be able to learn and daven, to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He also says that the Yisurim must be some kaparas avonos. Here is his Marsha's idea, that if it's, he says out that it bothers him tremendously because he's not able to concentrate in his learning. At that moment also, Rav Scheinberg tells him to be besimcha. He admonishes him to be besimcha. A very, very beautiful video, Chacham Avadi crying in the end. It seems that both of them end up crying in that moving moment. Nachzar l'inyanenu. Rabbi Eliezer cholish. Rabbi Eliezer was sick. We are halfway through the Amud Ahei Amud Beis. First word online is Eliezer. Olagabi Rabbi Yochanan. He went up to Rabbi Yochanan. Chaz he saw David Kogoni Bibayis Ofel, that he was lying in a dark house. Galye Ledare. Rabbi Yochanan revealed his arm. Rabbi Yochanan's body shone. Finafel Nahora, and the light and the house became light. This is based on Gemara Bamatia Daf Kedalit that says that Rabbi Yochanan was body, his skin was very, very good looking, and Rashi says his skin shone. Chazi David Kabochi Rabbi Eliezer. It then became clear that Rabbi Eliezer was crying. Amalei, Amai Kabochi. He asked him, why are you crying? Imishum Tyra Deloy Efshis. If it's because you can't learn Shaninu, we already learned Echad Amarbe Vechad Amamit, Umavachi Chavin Libo Shemaim. You have to be Mechad yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether you earn a lot, you learn a lot, or earn a lot. Learn a lot, or earn a lot. If whether you learn a lot, or you don't, the ikar is that your person should be mechaving his heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'imishu mizoni, and it is because you don't have a lot of food. Lo kolam zochel l'shtei shulchanos. Not everybody is zochel to have a shulchan that's great in Torah, and a shulchan that's great in Ashiris. If that's why you're sad. And if you're sad because of your children, Din Gairma Dasi Rabbi. Take a look at the bone from my 10th son. All my 10 children died, Rabbi Yochanan says. So Rabbi Yochanan wants to know why Rabbi Eliezer is upset. Amale, Rabbi Eliezer responded to him, Lahai Shufa de Bole Ba'afra Kavachinu. I'm crying about you, Rabbi Yochanan, that your beauty is going to return to the ground. Amale, Rabbi Yochanan then responded to him, Al Davido Kavachisa Ubachutar Vayu. On this, that's something to cry, and both of them cried. Adahachi Vahachi, Amale, Chaviven Alecha Yisurin. In the interim, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Eliezer, are the Yisurim good to you? Amalei, remember, Rabbi Yochanan himself had rejected the Yisurim. Amalei, loyim v'leischarn. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan responded, havel yadcha, yayiv yadai v'ukmei. He also became healed. The Gemara continues with stories of Amoraim struggling with Yisurim. Last narrow line. Rav Huna tekifa la'arba mea dani dechamra. Rav Huna suffered a tremendous financial loss. 400 barrels of wine turned into vinegar. Olegabi Rav Yehuda achva de Rav Sal Chasida. He went up to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Sal Chasida, v'rabbanan, and there were rabbanan there. V'amri lo Rav Adabarav v'rabbanan. And some say he went to Rav Adabarav with rabbanan. V'amr le la'ayim mer v'molek. They advised him to look into his life, to make a cheshbon nefesh, yefashvesh b'maisa, says Rashi, to check in what might be the reason he was punished like this. Amar lahu, Rav Huna was taken aback. Umi chashidna b'naichu, am I choshed in your eyes that I did not aver to be worthy of such a punishment? They retorted back very powerfully. Amar lei, mi choshed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Davidina b'loidina, yichosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he did gave you a judgment, a powerful hefset, without any reason for it. Amar lahu, ikamanda shmir alai milsa, lema. If somebody heard something about me that required punishment, let him say. Amrule, they said back to Mahachishmila, we did hear something about you. You didn't give the appropriate amount of the vine to the sharecropper. A sharecropper is someone that you're supposed to share some of the profits with. That's a deal that's made. Let's say 20% of the amount of the vines go to the worker. He's called a sharecropper. Amaluhu, Mika Shavikli Midi Mine. I should have left him something, asked Rav Huna in defense. Hakaganavle Kule. He stole from me all the time. So I didn't owe him anything. Amrule, they responded, that's not an excuse. Hainu Damri Inchi, this is what people say. Basar Ganva Ganif. After one Ganif comes another. Someone steals from a Ganif. In other words, you were stealing back from a Ganif. Maybe you were right, but you had no right to steal back from him. Someone who stole from a ganav, he also tastes the geneva. So the mistake that you had made, Rav Huna, was that you also tasted of geneva. Amar lahu, kabil no laidi avin delay. I accept on myself that I am going to return to the money to the sharecropper. Ikada amri, some say that because of this tshuva of Rav Huna, hader chalav avachamra, the spoiled vinegar turned back into wine. The Ikad Army, some say it didn't turn back into wine. Yakar Chalav is Dovim Midmei Chamra. The amount of the price of vinegar went up in price, and he was able to sell the vinegar as if it was wine. The Gemara continues in this last medium sized line. On Hema Beis Tanya Abba Ben Yom Noim Rao Shnei Dvarma Yisim Yitar Kol Yomai. Al Tfilosi Shetei Lifnei Mitosi. That my tefillah should be in front of my bed. The Gemara yet does not explain what that means. V'amitasi and my bed should tehei nesuna ben tzafon l'darim. That he felt that a bed should be placed from north to south. What does it mean? Al tefillah shetei lifnei mitasi. Ma lifnei mitasi. Ilem lifnei mitasi. Ma'am should dive in front of your bed. V'amar of Yehuda. Amar Ravi temer b'shua ben levi minanus pal shlo yedav rechosis peino levein akir. The lach is not that way. A person is supposed to daven with nothing interrupting between him and the wall. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayasev Chizkiyo panav el akir vayispal. When Chizkiyo davened and asked for refuah, he turned to the wall. So it must not be in front of the bed. You're supposed to daven by the wall. Lo teva shem itasi ela ema samuch limtasi means next to the bed. Val mitasi shetei nisuna ben saf and ladar. And that his bed should be found from north to south. Dam Rabbi Chama bar ben Rabbi Chanina. Am Rabbi Yitzchak kol nesim mitasi ben saf and ladar. Have you lom benim scharv? If a person puts his bed from south to north, he'll be zochet to have male children. Shenemar as the pasuk in Tilim. Suncha temale vitnam. Those who go in the north, their stomachs will be filled up. Uksiv hasam. It says vayimlu yimaldes v'inei samim bivitnas. So we use the lashon temale as the lashon filled up. In other words, of having children and being able to procreate. So this is the makar. The Gemara says to have the bed put from north to south. My Rebbe Rav Nevensal pointed out to me that it could very well be today that we are not makbid, because despite the fact that the Rosh seems to pass like this Gemara, the Rizal seems to have a different tradition to put the beds from east to west, and for that reason, Rav Nevensal told me that there is no hakpada of which way the bed bizman hazeh should be facing. Mirte Hashem, we will discuss the first halachic topic with more Marim Makomos in this regard about the directions of the bed. And then we will discuss the halachos of Kriya Shema Alamita. The halacha of the Heyam Beis is the intriguing Gemara that tells us that we learn from the story of Abba Biminyamin that his bed was, he was makbid that the bed should be mitzafon ledarom. Rashi from north to south. Rashi says that the reason for that, he says, Nir Beinai Shashchina b'mizrach ol b'mayriv, that the Shechina goes from east to west. We know that the Shechina rests in the west of the Migdash, and we know in general that we always face either east or west, depending where we are, in the Shechina. Therefore, Rashi says, because in the bed there is also tashmish between husband and wife, it shouldn't be in the same direction of the Shechina. There is this statement of the Gemara, lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Gimel Sivav, the Mechaber passes away this way, that the beds should face from north to south and not east to west. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Ramah Mipanel, Al Pi Kabbalah, the Zohar, as well, in Parshas Mabidbar, says that the person is supposed to sleep specifically the opposite of our Gemara, that a person should sleep from east to west, which is here a conflict between the two, whether one follows the Kabbalah or what is explicit in the Gemara. Rav Yaakov Emden is an important Marim Makom in this regard, because Rav Yaakov Emden in his She'elas Yavetz in Simin Mem Zayin writes two important facts. One in terms of this sugya, as well as an important tradition from his father, the Chacham Tzvi. First of all, he quotes from the Chacham Tzvi, and this is also found in the Chacham Tzvi's Shuvas in Simin Lamed Vav. He says that when the poskim go against Mekubalim, we should follow the poskim and not the Mekubalim. However, over here, the Yavetz follows the Mekubalim. Why? Because he says, when Abba Binyamin said, Shetehei mitasi bein Tzafon Ladarom, between Tzafon and Darom, so maybe he did not mean that it should be between Tzafon and Darom lying vertically, but between Tzafon and Darom lying horizontally. And therefore, he says, the custom should be to follow the Zohar. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Vilna Gaon says that one should put the beds from north to south. And not only that, he quotes in the name of the Vilna Gaon that it is possible to explain the Shulchan Aruch, the Zohar, as talking not from east to west, but rather in agreement with our Gemara from north to south. So this is an interesting topic, because here is a case where this is not the only case where the Kabbalah contradicts a Beferish Gemara. we have the important line from the Yaivitz in the name of the Chacham Tzvi. In such an instance, we would follow the halacha and not the Kabbalah. Paradoxically, the Yaivitz nevertheless goes with the Kabbalah because he argues our Gemara could be read as consistent with the Kabbalah. Isha Brura concludes in Simin Gimel Sif Yud Aleph, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, that even the Gra felt that according to the Zohar, not like the Ramapano, that even according to the Zohar, that the bed should be from north to south and not east to west, and the Gra reread the Zohar, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah seems to learn. This also manifests itself in another area of halacha as well. There are many areas, but we'll just suffice to connect it to one other instance where the Kabbalah is different than the halacha. The Torah's Hanigla is different than the Torah's Hanista. In Shereisha Yindalid, in the halachos of Lechem Mishnah, we have a very interesting line from the Beis Yosef. What the Beis Yosef saw by the Gedolim of Tzfat, which found its way into Shulchan Aruch, that some don't understand lahalacha. And that is that he said that he saw that the Gedolim in Tzfas, al pi Kabbalah, would cut the lower challah. In other words, on the night of Friday night, when one makes hamotzi, often there is one loaf that's above the other. Says the Beis Yosef in his Shulchan Aruch, botzeh shtei kikaros, shachzeh shtei biyad, uboitzeh hatach toina. And he cuts the lower one. The Darkei Moshe adds, maybe that's only at night. There are many who, bottom line, on this issue, try to do the following. They try to, on the one hand, cut the bottom, yet at the same time, try to avert the objection of many of the poskim of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvos. If you have a challah that's on top, you shouldn't be passing over the top, going to the bottom. That's why the Mishnah Berurah suggests to follow all opinions is to have the bottom challah sticking out closer to the person, and then if he moves away from his body, he will come first to the lower challah, which is closest to him, and thereby not violate Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvos. However, the Magen Avraham and the Taz disagree. Machtis HaShekel points out that in general, these are his words, Va'aval gavda ha'piya kabol yeshuv tzoas achtona, mikol makom ha'kasev Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham already wrote that when you have Balei Kabbalah and Zohar, the Chokhmah and Gemara, you follow the Gemara. And that would be the reason that, coming back to our case, that most poskim would say that what is best to do is, if to set the beds, it will be from north to south. However, I need to verify this again, but when I asked Rav Nevinsal if there is a Hakpada today, it seemed that Rav Nevinsal felt that since there's two very strong traditions, except according to the Gra, some traditions have from north to south and some from east to west. This is one of the cases Rav Nevinsal was lenient and said that there are two different customs and one could follow either one, and there isn't a Hakpada in terms of setting up the beds. One final example where we have a tension within the poskim between the Kabbalah and the Halacha is in Hilchos Tefillin, and that was what the Machzis HaShekel was referring to in Simen Reish Ayin Dalet, where he says that we have a tradition, you follow the Halacha in face of poskim, that the Ramah quotes, that the Ogur quotes in the name of the Zohar, that one should put on the Shel Yad when one is sitting and the Shel Rosh standing. And the Ramah concludes, our minig is to stand, Ashkenazim stand. Says them on this line, the Magen Avraham says that we have the Klalei HaPoskim, that whenever the Kabbalah and Zohar contradict the Gemara, and since the rule of the Gemara is Kol Birchos HaMitzvahs Bamida, so therefore the minig of Ashkenazim is not to follow this Kabbalah that should be sitting, but rather for the brachos to be made standing. What would Maran HaMechaber, the great Rabbi Yosef Cairo, say about this tension is a very interesting question. I heard different things in the name of the Beis Yosef, but it seems to me to be conclusive, relatively conclusive, in Simin Chof Hei, where there is a discussion of the amount of brachos that should be made on tefillin. It's well known that there are different customs within Klal Yisrael, whether to make two brachas on tefillin or one bracha on tefillin. And the Zohar says that one should only make one bracha on the tefillin. The Beis Yosef comments that if it is against the Gemara, his lashon is, the bekama dim shematinu shekaser b'shim bar Yochai b'sefer Zohar hepech mimaskan tamud vein aposkim kosim ela maskana de tamuda v'taim b'shim da filma yodin der b'shim ayichal lo havichai shle makom de palga tamud don v'farshim de la olam tzarch levar k'shtayim mashu de hedya kamer de tamuda hachi v'chach paskul kein kol shekein shimei aposkin adayin lo nigla sefer hamar. Certainly where the Kabbalah was not revealed beforehand, we would definitely follow. But even after it's been revealed, it seems that the Beis Yosef feels that in general we follow the poskim. You can ask some kashas that every once in a while in Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef seems to be following a Kabbalah, and some have halachic arguments. Probably the Beis Yosef had answers to those cases that why that wasn't a stira lahalacha. Finally, one last makom, because it is something that is a little bit unclear. Chacham Avadi Yosef writes clearly in the Klolei Hapsak that was recorded by his son in the Sefer Ein Yitzchak, Klolei Kabbalas Haras HaShulchan Aruch Sif Chav Dalid, B'dvarim Sheish Machlokas Ben Gemara LeKabbalah O Ben HaMekubal Moran HaShulchan Aruch Halacha Kedivrei HaGemara. So if there's Machlokas Ben Gemara and Kabbalah, follow Gemara. If there's Machlokas Ben Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, one follows the Shulchan Aruch. Here, of course, Chacham Avadi's son does not mince words. That was always the custom. And they did not follow Mekubalim. There is a Kafachaim that disagrees. That if the Shulchan Aruch had seen the words of Ari, he would have passed like this. Eino nira. The tradition from Chacham Avadi's Sack is not that way. For Iker Dafika Gavna Kibano Alenu Haras Maran Asheyo Marki Uzeh, then the halacha is followed. The second topic, Be'ezer Hashem, for tonight is the topic of Kriya Shema Alamita, and we will start from it from an angle of pshat. On the Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi and Tosas argue when it is that most people are mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema at night. According to the opinion of Rashi, since davening often takes place early, Rashi says the mitzvah of Kriya Shema takes place at Kriya Shema Alamita. Tosas points to our sugya on Dav Hei Amud Aleph that says, no, it seems from here, from our sugya, that Kriya Shema Alamita is simply to protect from mazikin. It's a skula, if you will, in quotes, to protect a person. The proof of the pudding, Tosas says, is that a Talmud Chacham doesn't recite it because he doesn't need protection from mazikin. It's interesting to note, Rabbi Ephraim Kirshenbaum, a Rav here in the neighborhood of Mapek Chemish in the Sefer Shashua Ephraim, points out that Rashi and Dibar Maskel in Talmud Chacham, who explains differently than Tosas did. Rashi said on top of Eman Al, Shiragol b'mishnot solatzal gersaso tamid dayo b'kach, that Talmud Chacham was constantly learning, does not need to say Kriyashma. Could be that Rashi Lishitaso is learning that Kriyashma Alamita is the time of the Chiyu. It seems to me, and this is how I understand the direction of Kirshenbaum is driving at, that Rashi might very well hold that the Talmud Chacham at night might be putter from the Ikra Chiyuv of Kriya Shema because he is constantly learning. This opinion is found in the Yerushalmi on Dav Zayin Aleph in the name of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The difficulty, of course, is that Lechura, we do not paskin like that, but it is a very important point that Rav Kirshenbaum makes, that Rashi does not introduce the idea that Kriya Shema Alamita is simply to protect from mazikin. Be it as it may, one would need to ask, according to Rashi, that says that one is fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema at night with Kriya Shema Alamita, one can ask a fascinating question that some of the Rishonim ask, and that is, then why doesn't one make a bracha before Kriya Shema Alamita? Bracha v'asher kitshon sasu tzivanu al Kriya Shema. The Rush quotes that question. He quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Amram, and he says, Ein achinami. He says that one should make the bracha beforehand. That question is so strong, according to the Rush, that it propels the Bali Tosas to disagree. That the Bali Tosas are of the opinion that the Iker mitzvah of Kriya Shema is when we say in Shul. We've already discussed in the past on the Avbeis that they stretch the Zman, the Bali Tosas, and they make the Zman Kriya Shema earlier than we would have thought in order to solve this and other problems. And they claim that Kriya Shema Lamita is not the Kiyum of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. One can point out that Rashi's approach might fit in nicely in the language of our Gemara. And that is that the Gemara told us in the bottom of Dalet on the base, Afal pi shekara adam kriya shema bebeis haknesses, mitzvah likroso al mitaso. There is an independent mitzvah to read it on one bed. According to Rashi, it could be understood that that mitzvah is going to be the mitzvah of Kriya Shema itself. According to the Bali Tosas, who hold that the mitzvah is not the mitzvah of Kriya Shema itself, but rather is in regards to Mazikin, that Kriya Shema is to protect from Mazikim, so then even Bali Tosas points out that there is a mitzvah derabanan to protect oneself. A Talmud Chacham, if he has his Torah, is going to protect him. However, a regular person would have the mitzvah derabanan to protect himself through Kriya Shema. And then, as well, one could ask, why don't we make a bracha on a din derabanan? There are many direi derabanan that we make a bracha on. For example, we make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim. So, interestingly, Netilas Yadayim might be an excellent proof. That goes Ashri, the commentary on the Rush, points out that we don't make a bracha on Mayim Achronim, even though Mayim Achronim is a mitzvah just like Mayim Rishonim, because it's to protect from Azikin. And it seems that when the mitzvah itself is a mitzvah of protection, then a bracha is not going to be required. The Aruch HaShulchan has another approach, and this segues us into some basic halachos in regards to Kriya Shema Lamita and Hamapil. He says the reason there is no bracha is because there is a bracha, and that is the bracha of Hamapil. The bracha of Hamapil is the bracha of the Kriya Shema. His words are, Umashem Varcha Kriya Shema Shal Mitasa Atan, Poshut, Tachiyuv Eino Elo Bebirchas Hamapil, V'lo Shayich Bracha Al Bracha. There's no bracha that's going to be made on the bracha of Hamapil. Some halachos that the Aruch HaShulchan over here in Reish Lamed Tes Vav points out in regards to the Seder of the Kriya Shema. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes a well-known halacha that is mentioned in the Ramah in Reish Lamed Tes. The Yikra Kriya Shema Samach L'Mitasa V'Ein Ochlam V'Shosin U'Medabrim Achar Kriya Shema Shal Mitasa. One does not eat or speak. However, the Aruch HaShulchan relaxes us a little in regards to the Isser of speaking after Hamapel. V'Ina writes the Aruch HaShulchan, Zeu Vadai, V'Ein HaKavona She'achar Birchas Hamapel Ein Hefzik Ad HaShena K'mo B'chol Brachos. He says it's not like between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi that you can't be Mafzik at all, because we say psukim after Hamapil, according to some. And not only that, according to the Rambam, we say the parasha of Shema afterwards, after the bracha, because it's a shmira. And it would be like all the other halak, it can't be mafsik until Shena, we wouldn't even put in the shmira of Shema. And the Aruch HaShulchan continues very logically, and he says that falling asleep is sometimes not in the control of the individual himself. It could be subject to other factors. Therefore, a person should, on the one hand, not eat and drink, but on the other hand, if he needs to speak a little, it seems that according to Aruch HaShulchan, it wouldn't qualify as a full hefsek. Based on this as well, one can learn other Torah or read other things, if he's Mahara B'Torah, so then in such a case it would not qualify as a Hesek. So according to Aruch HaShulchan, we have two very important points. Number one is that the reason why there's no bracha is because the Mapil, the bracha of Hamapil, serves as the bracha. And number two, the prohibition of Hesek is not in the same severity as between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi, or before Netilas Yadayim. Rather, it is the idea not to be Mesiach Das, but at the same time, one does not have to worry about saying a new bracha if there was some type of hefsek that came from the outside. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halachos from Daf Hey.